Once upon a time, long ago, or maybe not so long ago, in a land of progress attempted to destroy, where many people had lost hope and the enemy reigned with cruelty and evil. This land where once the people were proud and free, now they cower in fear and servility. From this desert of destruction and despair, once more to the fore in his nation's hour of need, to the enemy's terror and to his people's elation, came the warlord.
Public Broadcasting Network. It is May 10th, 2020. And the agenda moves forward. Okay. There's some signs of hope here, and people are getting pissed. And, you know, this whole thing, it's sad to watch your fellow creatures, your fellow countrymen behave in such a fashion, but you know, we know that the sophistication and the technotronic assault, the multi-tiered, multifaceted assault on the human being in this realm right now, and it's hardcore. So I'm overloaded as usual with notes and clips, and I mean it's over the top. Sock puppets, megaphones everywhere, ubiquitous. It's like I'm going to have to just quit reading comments on various websites because it's just so obvious. And even accounts that are not sock puppets and people using the megaphones, the ignorance level is extreme. You know, I think most of the smartest people out here, many of them don't venture into the comments section. They don't have the time. They don't want to spend the intellectual capital a lot of times, just because there's so much happening and there's so much to pay attention to. And so unfortunately, a lot of these places are inhabited by people under serious forms of mind control, and then troll farms and these other things. I can only imagine how many Chinese people are stuck in front of computer screens every single day, 24 hours a day, involved in this, you know, and then we've got our own Huachuca people and the rest of it, you know, doing their thing. And of course, Hasbara, Israelis got theirs doing their thing, and every other country with, you know, a few dollars to throw around as well. You know, there's, of course, this big PSYOP down here in Georgia, okay, with the jogger being shot, okay, the so-called jogger. And it's turning into another, they've resurrected the Ferguson, Freddie Gray, Baltimore model, the Philando Castile, the, I mean, I can't even run through all of these. Eric Garner, these racial psyops where the media decides to latch on to an incident and then, of course, blow it up. And then your usual low IQ, very rich people with millions of followers like a LeBron James starts tweeting about being hunted and so forth and so on. And then this thing just goes crazy, and now we've got retaliation murders and, gosh, the whole thing resurrected once again in the middle of the COVID gate PSYOP, which has also got its own racial overtones, okay, so that all these whacked out crazy numbers that we're seeing, you know, Dr. Birx, this scarf broad, she's, you know, this is up on Drudge Report, really makes me sick these days, but I still go there to see what the narratives are. And I try to wade through the Psy War and to see where they're trying to lead the sheeple by the hook in their nose. But this, even Birx, scarf broad, she's talking about nothing being trustworthy from the CDC. And so now you have interagency, you know, skirmishes, okay, above the surface going on. Fascinating. So she's talking about inflated numbers and so forth and so on. Mike Adams is still over here on Natural News talking about completely unreported, under, you know, reported numbers, blah, 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 blah. But she's basically going off on the CDC. They're totally untrustworthy, and their models are crap. And so now what we really have to worry about is some sort of a second release of some sort of a pathogen, possibly pre-election. The I told you so. We're going to, oh, you dummies wanted to open your communities back up. You wanted to get things moving again. You wanted businesses to be able to try to, you know, dig themselves out of this hole that Fauci and Trump and Pence and the rest of these characters dug us into. And, you know, we've got to have this conversation too. Okay, Trump, it's like, he's got all these people that want to insulate him from accountability by saying he's constantly surrounded by the deep state people and blah, 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 blah. And he's up there by himself taking on the world and, you know, John Voight and these people and, you know, and even people in the alternative media, they, you know, the whole, the buck stops here principle, it doesn't apply because Trump is of course surrounded by a bunch of gangsters, some of which he placed right next to him. And then you get into the people that talk about Sun Tzu and Art of War stuff, and you got to keep your enemies close, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's getting old. You know, think about this COVID lockdown. Think about the warp speed crap, this resurrected 1970s warp speed principle, okay, that, you know, Alex Jones and all these people have been playing Mike Wallace clips from the set 1976 era with the swine flu, which they wanted, basically almost got the whole country vaccinated. Hell, I was 5 or 6 years old. I don't know if I got the damn thing or not. I can't, of course, remember something like that. But, you know, now you've got all these companies competing and warp speeding their way to a ubiquitous vaccine. And it's just the whole thing makes you want to vomit. Okay. And then Q has been dropping so much stuff that it's like Q overload. And, you know, I try to keep up on it, but there's a lot there. And, you know, the narrative is still here that, you know, with Michael Flynn, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, the DOJ vacating the case against him and so forth, that these are big victories. And now the big stuff's about to happen. And Brennan is squirming and Obama's squirming and lashing out at Trump. And I'm looking at all of this and I've got a real jaundiced eye right now. And we've got this mail-in garbage. Gavin Newsom, the little Pelosi's little nephew out there in California, signing some little executive order, allowing voting, you know, mail-in voting. Just, you know, you got to love California. But it's spreading everywhere, this pathogen of the mind, the complete abdication of constitutional ethos, mindset, paradigm. I mean, people are really, really losing their minds, lashing out. It's crazy. The feeling out here on the street, at the street level, is one of uncertainty and like violence could break out in a lot of places. Okay, so we're going to delve into this Georgia thing a little bit. Then we're going to get into the whole contact tracer, little House Resolution 6666, and all this little stuff they got coming, wanting to push down the pike. And it really depends on how we collectively, as a you know, group of people living under a regime, act, push back without losing our minds. Because, gosh, there's so many people doing insane things in our midst. So, Ken, let's get clip one ready. Hooli sent me this one over here on BitChute. I think it's Vincent James from Red Elephants. But we're gonna play two sections here. The first one is about this character, Ahmaud Arbery, armed robbery. Ahmaud Arbery, armed robbery. People are saying it sounded the same. You know, some neuro-linguistic programming here. And this character, of course, they put the picture up of him in a tuxedo, like from his prom. You know, shades of Mike Brown and all these other characters, they find the most innocuous, innocent picture they can of the individual, and then they plaster this one everywhere like the guy's a corporate executive of somehow. And then you look at some of these other pictures, and then you're like, oh, you know, and I'm not burning bread on the dead here, but at the same time, I hate these IO medias caricatures and how they do this and how they poison the minds of the simpletons that live among us. So Ken, if we could, with no further ado, let's run the first part of clip one here.
So I'm going to paint two pictures for you. We have two stories that I'm going to tell you, and you tell me which one is more deserving of the three titles: hunted, assassinated, and killed in cold blood. The first story is of an elderly white couple that was visiting their dead son at the cemetery while they were sniped from a pretty decent distance away with a scoped rifle from a ditch in a wooded area and killed by a black man. The other story that we have, of course, is of a young man who was involved in robberies before, has a criminal history, was seen on recently leaked security footage walking into a privately owned home under construction, and has been involved in situations like that in the past, ran off, got into a struggle, and got shot. Which one do you think is more deserving of those three titles? Now, the problem is, the biggest issue, of course, is that the first story that I talked about with you, you haven't heard of. Most of you have not heard of the story. The problem is that we had to break that particular story. Basically, no media outlets are covering this story. The sniping of the white elderly couple at the cemetery while visiting their dead son. Now, the national sources that we have in this particular story, of course, don't mention race whatsoever, and most of them aren't even covering this, but there are a couple of local sources, a few ABC affiliates, that did describe him as a heavyset black male aged 26 in a mask that sniped this elderly white couple in a cemetery. But of course the media is not going to cover this particular story because this is a literal assassination. Killing in cold blood. A hunting. Because it was a rifle set up with hunting from a distance in a ditch in a wooded area. Like I said, which one do you think is more deserving of those three particular titles? But I want to also talk about this Washington Post article that just came out recently. I don't know if you saw this or not, but this was written by Vanessa Williams. And it says, quote, "What white Americans can learn about racism from the coronavirus," implying that white Americans are responsible for the anti-Asian attacks that have come since the outbreak of the coronavirus. Now, once again, this is also a complete denial of reality. As we know, and as you know from the redelephants.com, if you follow our website, 90%+ of the attacks on Asian Americans that have occurred since the outbreak of the coronavirus have been committed and perpetrated by black Americans. This is the majority of these particular cases. There was one that was the worst, which I described to you before, that was perpetrated by a Hispanic man who went into Sam's Club and committed a mass stabbing against Asians and said he was explicitly targeting Asians. And of course, this wasn't reported in the media, but if this was a white person, you would see literally hunted, assassinated, killed in cold blood, hashtags, 2 mile runs beginning. You would see LeBron James tweeting about this. You would see all of these Hollywood stars tweeting about this. And this is the problem that we have the most with this sort of reporting. This is dishonest reporting. This is a lie. This is fake news. And this is the reason why the media is the enemy of the people. Now, this brings us to the breaking story about the elderly couple that was sniped by a man from a distance in a ditch in a wooded area with a rifle that was set up for hunting. So literally hunted. A married couple from Maryland, age 85 and 86, visiting the grave of their son, were victims of a deadly shooting at a veteran cemetery in Delaware. The suspect was described as a heavyset black male, age 26, dressed in all black, with a black face mask, carrying a rifle with a scope. The suspect was later seen in a wooded area before engaging in a shootout with police officers. The suspect was found deceased with gunshot wounds. We reached out to a source close to the situation in Delaware. Our source expressed frustration with how the following information was being withheld from the public. Below is a direct account of the situation from a reliable source close to the incident. Quote, "The shooter pulled up in a Honda, got out, was in all black, and approached Mr. and Mrs. Redacted, shot Mrs. Redacted first, then Mr. Redacted, then immediately ran into the woods." One source continued by saying he's 29 and no connection to the victims at all. "He was wearing a black hoodie, black pants, black mask, hood up, black gloves, black boots. I know the guy had a lot of ammo. It seems he set himself up in the ditches with ammo because the police were saying that their drone could be seen, could see him, but they couldn't get their eyes on him. He had to have planned this for a while because most people don't know those woods like that." Now, do you believe that any Hollywood stars will be tweeting about this particular story? This elderly couple that was sniped from a wooded area with a scoped rifle? No, I doubt it because the media is not even covering this. We're the only ones, basically, that are covering this. We're the only ones that got the best firsthand account and firsthand witness. We talked to witnesses.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Ken. And then you can forward it to the next section. But basically, the rundown is the guy had all kinds of social media posts about the jogger in Georgia. He was all pissed off about this. And now mayor of Atlanta, Miss Bottoms, okay, Slave New World, a.k.a. Transpocalypse Now, a.k.a. Mr. E, did a video on with a collage of including Miss Bottoms there and the mayor of Atlanta as a possible what he calls having the T virus. Anyway, she calls it a lynching. The word lynching is being thrown all over the place with this gentleman, this jogger that was shot. Now you got this black guy up there in Delaware, actually hunted, allegedly. Now this could all be you know, media crafted psyops, and I don't know, you know, we don't know what happened here. You know, we watched this little grainy video. Ken's asking me a question here. Let's see. Clip one, Ken. We are going to 4:55, Ken. So he's the lynching terms. LeBron James uses the hunted term for this jogger. As far as the veracity of either one of these operations, the grainy video that you get to watch on that's everywhere in the world on this Ahmaud Arbery armed robbery, you know, the NLP there. It's interesting. Okay. It's funny that the coronavirus narrative is the wheels are coming off of it. Okay. Doctors everywhere, exposing the fake numbers, exposing the tests. You know, the people, the guys down in Tanzania and Africa, they're testing papayas and fruits and stuff. They're coming up positive with these tests they're getting. It's just insanity. Okay. The whole thing, we've known that it's insane. We've been, so forth and so on. And it's just crazy. But, let's listen to the next part of this. And this is talking about Mr. Arbery here. Go ahead and play that, Ken.
But of course, let's go on to this story. This is the story about the innocent jogger who did nothing wrong. The innocent jogger who was seen casing the area in security footage before. The innocent jogger who was seen on security footage approaching and entering a privately owned home under construction. An innocent jogger who was involved in robbery before, who has criminal history, who was involved in a confrontation where a gun went off and he was shot and killed. This is the story that all of the media is talking about. This is the story that all of the Hollywood stars are talking about. This is the story that people are tweeting about. Racially based tweets, racial gaslighting by the mainstream media. And of course, these tweets don't get taken down by Twitter now, do they? But I'm sure if you said anything remotely, even similar in the reverse, those tweets would be taken down immediately and your account would be banned forever. So we're going to go over this new security footage, as you can see here from the thumbnail. There is new security footage of Ahmaud Arbery entering into the privately owned home under construction. We have a lot of information developing about the story. I'm hearing that more security footage is going to be released of him looking into homes, approaching homes, entering other homes. And as we know from the previous reporting, this person was arrested for bringing a loaded gun to school and was suspected of burglaries and has a criminal history. He has been arrested before. Now, for what it's worth, I'm going to read something reportedly from a lawyer in Georgia. He's talking about the laws in Georgia. He says, quote, "Second, as to the case at hand, it is my professional belief that autopsy confirms what we had already viewed as shown in the videotape with the photographs from the witness statements taken immediately at the scene. The autopsy supports the initial opinion we gave you on February 24th, 2020, at the briefing room in the Glynn County Police Department after reviewing the evidence you had at the time. We do not see grounds for an arrest of any of the three parties. Third, it appears Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and Brian William were following in hot pursuit of a burglary suspect with solid first-hand probable cause in their neighborhood and asking, telling him to stop. It appears their intent was to stop and hold this criminal suspect until law enforcement arrived. Under Georgia law, this is, quote, perfectly legal." Now, a lot of people would ask, just for going into a privately owned home under construction and seen casing the area, apparently, reportedly, seen going into other homes, reportedly, because he has a criminal history, does this mean this man needs to die or deserves to die? Of course not, of course. But this is not what we're saying. Remember, we have to remember, this is the problem with a lot of people in the media and a lot of people when they get new information that goes against their narrative that they previously held, is that they completely deny that the new information even exists, and they double down. The original narrative is that this man was just jogging. Remember what LeBron James says? We can't even go for a jog. But you see, they need this narrative to be true. They absolutely need this narrative to be true. This is an election ad from Virginia of a man riding around in a pickup truck with a Gillespie sticker on his bumper, chasing minorities. Now, we all know, statistically, it is more likely for a minority teens to be chasing this white man in a truck and trying to kill him. This is objectively true based on all data. However, this is the ad that ran. This is the ad that no one blinked an eye at.
All right, so you can get the gist of it. Go ahead and stop it there, Ken. So, as I was saying, with the coronavirus, the wheels falling off, you know, and where they talk about people doubling down, that's what I think of Mike Adams right now over at Natural News. He's doubling down. He's still saying that this stuff is killing 10% of people, 6% in the United States, so forth and so on. So he's using all these highly questionable numbers, and he's got to stick to his guns on that narrative. And it's interesting that, you know, that this is the way people have to – it's hard for people to say they're wrong. You know, I'm wrong all the time, and I'll admit it. I could be wrong here. But, you know, reading the sock puppets and the trolls and these comments things about this thing, everybody goes into a homes when they're being constructed just to look around. I mean, people, the craziest stuff you'll see out here with all that going on. Unfortunately, I can see how this plays out, you know, being firsthand here. From this thing that happened 6 years ago, one of these ground zeros for the racial warfare kind of psychological operations. Unfortunately, now this part of Georgia, which where Stacey Abrams is from, okay, where the governor's race was very, very close, okay, the whole contested Georgia governor's race. And so people are basically prognosticating that if Abrams is not picked by the, you know, by the senile Biden campaign as the VP, this is going to be a 2.0 race where this lady is going to run for governor again. Okay, this is greasing the skids, folks. Unfortunately, this is how Alinskyites operate. Okay, they have no consciences. Ends justifies the means. This is Machiavellian, Alinskyite. These people have no scruples. And they will manipulate millions of people and then laugh about it around the cocktail table, okay, or around the child sacrifice table, the adrenochrome table. This is what we're dealing with. And unfortunately, these people that sit in the White House press corps, the Jim Acostas of the world, the Don Lemons. I could only imagine what Don Lemon's talking about. You know, I got family members that sit there and watch that crap all day. And you cannot reason with them. You know, like the guy from the Terminator. The Terminator's out there. It can't be reasoned with. It can't be. But that's the way CNN watchers are. You cannot reason with them. And it's a horrible phenomenon to have to, you know, live with in your own family household, but it is what it is. Now Jim Stone, I know we're coming up on break. He's down here posting stuff in Mexico, like the Costco's and the Sam's and so forth and so on. Okay. Now, you know, we're reading all these Costco's limiting meat purchases. We're seeing this war on basically, you know, the supply chain. Well, he's like this inventory check, Walmart Mexico and HEB Mexico stacked to the rafters. Okay, Mexico is fully stocked. We will be back on the other side, but this just shows how ubiquitous the PSYOP is. We'll be back on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Public Broadcasting Network, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, bullysblog.blogspot.com for the archive in the morning, commercial free. So back to this thing with Jim Stone down here in Mexico. So basically, Mexico being fully stocked, okay, appliances available at both stores, normal amounts. Walmart had piles of televisions and every single tablet and blah, blah, blah. If shortages are showing up at American stores, this is an act of war. There was not one thing in either store that indicated there was any sort of economic problem with anything, and these two stores were in the rich zone, which sells out everything quick. It's not like no one could buy anything. Due to the fact that the media talk coming from Fauci and Gates implies they're going to release the real deal soon, it is still a great idea to prepare. Even if they are not taking this to the bank where you live, we are not out of the woods yet. Okay. And it's talking about, you know, he gets into the American mercenaries failed raid on Venezuela. I'm going to try to get into that if I can. There's just so many things that are going on. This Bing Liu character. Okay. The, Chinese guy from Pittsburgh that supposedly had some, you know, he had some earth-changing coronavirus research that was going on, and then he gets killed by what the police are saying by his gay lover. Okay, the whole thing is strange. But I wanted to get into this. Ken, have clip three ready. Okay, so election years. SARS 2004, bird flu 2008, swine flu 2010, MERS 2012, Ebola 2014, Zika 2016, Ebola 2018, Corona 2020. They got these all on the election year kind of cycles people are kind of trying to put together. Let's roll clip three.
The next question came from Auntie Mel on Instagram. It came directly to my phone. She saw this meme about a possible coincidence between disease outbreaks and election years in the United States. She sent me a DM asking, is it me or is there always some type of disease threat or rumor of war during an election season? Well, Auntie Mel, the short answer is yes, but specifically to that meme. All of the diseases in that meme, yes, they were present in the United States during those years. And yes, those years happen to be during election periods. But you will not catch me peddling any conspiracy theories about why those things happen to play out in that way. But take a look at this. This is data that shows that multiple diseases are spreading worldwide every year, not just during election years. Take 2016, for example. Zika,
all
yellow
fever,
right,
go ahead and stop
H1.
It there. Pestilence is the biblical term in these last days will be very, very bad. Census years, okay? Every time the government takes a census, we know the biblical kind of admonition against the ancient Israelites taking census. They would get really, God wouldn't be too happy with them about taking census. There's another memes floating around about every time we do a census, bad things happen to the country. Just food for thought, okay? Back to the warp speed thing. Why Operation Warp Speed could be deadly? You know, I was talking about last week these politicians and the billionaires, the Manhattan Project style effort, okay? To develop and distribute a coronavirus vaccine for most Americans by year's end. And all of this draconian, weird, loony, control freak, satanic posturing. Okay? And then basically the author talks about, haven't we learned there was no such thing as efficient food distribution in the Soviet Union? Haven't we learned there's no such thing as a safe East German communist Trabant automobile? There's no such thing as efficient and safe centrally planned pharmaceutical development. All right. I mean, I just, when you get into this stuff, The legal system should never allow self-interested parties to keep for themselves all the gains from dangerous activities that unilaterally impose losses on others, which is why the most devout defender of laissez-faire must insist, not just concede, that tough medicine is needed in these cases. A tough liability system does more than provide compensation for serious harms after the fact. It also sorts out the wheat from the chaff, so that in this case, companies with weak safety profiles don't get within a mile of an oil derrick. Well, the same thing with this. You know, notice how Bill Gates wants, to be insulated from responsibility when they try to dump this vaccine on the population. All right. And then it gets into the swine flu lessons from the 1976 outbreak. Okay. Began at Fort Dix, New Jersey. Amazing. Fort Dix, huh? Just this whole thing, it's regurgitation. Let's see here. Ken, let's get clip 11 ready, and we're going to talk about this Bobby Rush, and we're going to talk about Georgia, and we're going to talk about House Resolution 6666. Go ahead and roll number 11.
The World Health Organization recommended forcibly removing family members from their homes and putting them in quarantine.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Queen Elizabeth seemed to be echoing this idea to the UK.
It reminds me of the very first broadcast I made in 1940, helped by my sister. We as children spoke from here at Windsor to children who had been evacuated from their homes and sent away for their own safety. Today, once again, many will feel a painful sense of separation from their loved ones. But now as then, we know deep down that it is the right thing to do.
Bill Gates has been pushing the idea of tracking people with digital tattoos, and Microsoft was recently granted patent number 060606 for a cryptocurrency surveillance system connected to the human body. Now enter HR 6666. To authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and, as necessary, at individuals' residences and for other purposes. On May 1st of 2020, Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush introduced H.R. 6666. This act is essentially setting up a nationwide contact tracing and quarantine program run by Big Pharma. Section 2, COVID-19 testing and contact tracing using mobile health units, will allow Bill Gates loyalist Alex Azar and the CDC to fund eligible entities to conduct tests, trace and monitor the contacts of infected individuals, and to support the quarantine of these contacts via mobile health units. Who are the eligible entities qualified to receive this funding? Health centers, nonprofit organizations, high schools, and anyone else that Alex Azar deems eligible. The amount of taxpayer dollars being asked for to trace the public and force quarantines is $100 billion for 2020 alone, and whatever may be necessary as long as the emergency period continues. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, you can stop it there. Now, Bobby Rush. Very interesting. Civil rights activist during the 60s. Co-founded the Illinois chapter of the Black Panthers. Okay, so this guy, H.R. 6666, introduced by Bobby Rush from Chicago. Chicago actually has the area code, the zip code 60606, and everybody remembers the lottery numbers when Obama was elected up there and the Illinois lottery and all that stuff. thing is, when you get into this early life and so forth, after Black Panther Fred Hampton was killed in a police raid, Rush said, "We need to arm ourselves and refer to the police as pigs," and so forth and so on. Black people have been on the defensive for all these years. The trend now is not wait to be attacked. We advocate offensive violence against the power structure. Okay. So this is when he was young. Now he's been up there in the Congress. He's living large, so forth and so on. Now in Georgia, you have the Black Panthers in this area where this shooting of Ahmaud Arbery happened. And Bobby Rush introduces this whole contact tracer, act 6666 into the house. I just find the connections here very interesting. The timing with all of this, and what date did he introduce this on? May Day. Big May 1st, big communists, so forth and so on. Just very, very fascinating that May Day, the 6666 gets introduced, Bobby Rush, the Black Panthers. Now you've got this whole Black Panther thing going on in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, racial psyops up to the gills here. All right. Ken, get clip 4 ready. Let's talk about this Bing Lu character real quick, shall we? Let's listen to the kind of mainstream article, and then we'll dig into the kind of conspiracy side of the house. Go ahead and roll clip 4.
And in Pennsylvania, a researcher working on very significant findings towards understanding the CCP virus was found dead with several gunshot wounds. Police believe it was a homicide, and the suspect appears to have killed himself afterward. NTD's Miguel Moreno has more on the case.
37-year-old Bing Lu was found dead in his Ross Township home on May 2nd. The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine said the researcher was on the verge of making very significant findings related to the CCP virus. The researcher had gunshot wounds in the head, neck, and other parts of his body. On May 4th, the Ross Police Department said they believe his death was a homicide. Not far from Bing's home, the body of another man was found inside a car. The police said it appeared to be a self-inflicted shot to the head, so police suspect that he shot and killed Bing, went to his car, and then killed himself. The two men knew each other, but the police department said they have no information to say that his death was related to his work on the virus. Miguel Moreno, NTD News.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. So you just type in Bing Lu conspiracy, and you just get tons of stuff here. Bing, I find interesting because that's Microsoft's search engine, Bing Lu is the guy. And so they're connecting Bill Gates, of course, to this guy's death. But a lot of various conspiracy kind of articles are saying that this guy was found basically probably a very, let's just say, cost effective way to counteract this thing and so forth and so on. So, and of course they're tying Bill Gates and murdered him because Bill Gates wants to basically force vaccinate the planet and so forth and so on. So Ken, get clip 6 ready. Now, this was John Moore on Doug Hagman again. Now, I played a clip from last week, and basically this one kind of talks about the So we're going to start at 2117, then we're going to forward to 3305, Ken. So let's start at the first part, and this talks about the vaccination.
Well, I think I may have mentioned last Monday, Doug, that Dr. Deagle told me a week ago Friday, which had been the Friday before this past show, that the vaccine would be announced shortly after Labor Day. Shortly after we did the show last Monday, it became mainstream news that Oxford University in England announced that the vaccine will be ready in September. Now we have the President of the United States saying that there's going to be an effort similar to what we did in World War II to have a vaccine ready by the end of this year. Doug, that can't happen. They can't create and make 300 million doses of vaccine that quickly. I don't care how good they are. My premise has been since March that the vaccine's been in refrigerator for 6 months plus. Now we're looking at probably a year. The vaccine's been ready and refrigerated for 300 plus million Americans. The vaccine will be mandatory. It will have nanotechnology in it. And we're off to the races in terms of dealing with the New World Order in our face. My state, the state of Missouri, officially opens for business today, except for some jurisdictions such as Kansas City and St. Louis, which have kept their restrictions in place. It was never needed in the first place, Doug. Now, as of today, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who, by the way, was the former head of the CIA, has announced publicly that the Wuhan lab is where the virus came from.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. And then you can forward to 3305. Now, there's breaking stuff that Italian researchers have come up with some sort of a therapeutic, okay, to kill the virus, but you got to take a shot. It's going to be a therapeutic shot. You understand? It's not a pill. It's not a mist. It's not a UV system that's going to go down and zap the stuff. You got to take the shot. You understand? They want to put shots in us because guess what? You can't see what's in the liquid. You don't know what the hell it is. Down at the nano level, folks, nanobots going into your system. I mean, hell, with smart dust and all this stuff that we've all been talking about all these years, who the hell knows what's running around in our system? I still think that I have control over my day-to-day life and functions, and I don't believe that I'm being put into some sort of matrix-like alternative reality. You know, when if you believe in the Creator, he's not going to let this happen to you unless you willfully enter into the compact with the evil forces in the universe. Okay, you're going to have to do something to submit to it. You're going to have to embrace this, no matter how many nanobots they want to shoot out of chemtrails or whatever. You know, the Bible talks in a few different places about people that believe will be able to withstand very terrible poisons and so forth and so on. And so that's something to comfort you when you're witnessing this multifaceted assault on all of us. You can realize that, you know, the enemy can only go so far, okay, until you give yourself over to, you know, and enter into this contract, this mark of the beast, whatever, however you want to look at it. All right. Now let's listen to this other part. This has to do with Bill Barr, the former CIA kind of heavyweight, who's our attorney general now. A lot of people don't like him, but I heard John Moore talking about this, and it's worth kind of, let's say, storing it away when you think about your own posterity and your own kind of legacy. Go ahead and play that second part.
Do you trust Bill Barr that much? I mean, I'm just curious. You believe in him that much? I'm asking.
We have no choice. I mean, he's the guy. Now, he did some things 20 years ago that I believe were probably unethical. I doubt illegal, but I believe unethical as a younger man. There's a difference between a man who is in his early 50s and a man who's 70 years old in terms of goals and what they want to accomplish, how they want to accomplish it. This is the last job Bill Barr will ever have. Most men in the position he's in are looking more towards their place in the history books than they are towards career advancement, because career advancement is over for Bill Barr. That's finished. He'll never have another 9-to-5 job ever. he may take on some kind of a professor emeritus, you know, part-time professor at a university or something like that, or do speaking engagements. But as far as a Monday through Friday job, this is it for him. And I hope he's looking at his place in history, and he wants to secure a good place in history for doing the right thing, right things for the right reasons. I don't have any evidence of that, but I human nature would tell me that's probably what he's doing.
Yeah, you know, you said something I think is very wise. The behavior, the mentality of a guy that's, you know, 70 versus somebody who's, you know, a young guy at 50, quite different. And to me, yeah, I think that you hit it right on the head. Generally speaking, you're looking at that age, at that level, Bill Barr is looking at maybe his legacy, what he's going to leave. And
Actually, go ahead and resume that for a second, Ken. Let's hear what he was saying.
The future of the country, his grandchildren are going to be living, growing up in. Priorities change when you get to be a bit older. He's no longer chasing the golden ring on a career path. He's got all the golden rings he's ever going to get. So I don't know the man personally. I know people that know him, but I don't know him personally. Never met the man. And he has a track,
so you get the gist.
Go
ahead, stop there. Heck, I'm around 50, and I swear I already feel old, and I feel my own mortality. And if I was in some sort of a position like that, the last thing I'm going to worry about is, I've always kind of shied away from this whole ladder climber mentality. I really hate fake people, and I hate schmoozers, and I hate the people that run around using the term absolutely. That, you know, the car salesman types. I've really just never liked people that where you can just view their motives and their just desire to get ahead, where they have no pride. They just do whatever it takes to get ahead. For some reason, I've always looked upon that kind of behavior with disdain. And I'm the type of person that's like, you know, if you can't see somebody's worth by their performance and not by their tactics and their, you know, their plotting and scheming for, you know, for promotion and other things like that. If you can't look at a quality person for their intellect and their performance and that alone, that's why America's screwed, because so many of these turds have floated to the top across all spectrum, corporate, government, entertainment. This is the real screw up, you know. This is why we're witnessing what we're witnessing. All right, second hour coming up.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.